This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through the hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Mr. Modi was addressing the Nari Shakti Vandhan Sammelan in New Delhi today. Recalling the passage of the Nari Shakti Vandhan Act in the new Parliament building in 2023, the Prime Minister noted that it was passed unanimously with all parties, agreeing that it should be implemented by 2029 in any case.
Rajyon ki vidhan sabhaon se lekar desh ki sansad tak dashakon ki pratiksha ke ant ka samay 16, 17, 18 है 2023 में नई संसद में नारी शक्ति बंधन अधिनियम के रूप में प्रथम कदम उठाया था वह समय से लागू हो सके महिलाओं की भागीदारी हमारे लोकतंत्र को मजबूती दे इसके लिए 16 अप्रैल से संसद के बजट सत्र की विशेष बैठक का आयोजन होने जा रहा है
Congress, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas have issued a 3-9 whip to all his MPs on Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to remain present in the house and support the party stand. The government is ensuring the 100% supply of LPG for domestic households and no dryout has been reported at any LPG distributors in the country. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, has said domestic supply of LPG is normal across the country, while commercial supply of LPG has been restored to 70%. She was addressing the inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon. Ms. Sharma said over 1,82,000 tons of commercial LPG sales has been registered since the 14th of last month. Additional Secretary at the Ministry of Heavy Industries, Dr. Hanif Qureshi, said government has also extended subsidies for electric three-wheelers. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has gained further momentum. In West Bengal, star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings. Senior BJP leader and UN and Home Minister Amit Shah would address a public meeting in Birbhum in support of party candidates. He criticized the misrule of the Trinamool Congress in strong terms. Mr. Shah said leaders of the ruling party are corrupt and involved in multiple scams. On the other hand, TMC Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Suri, Birbhum. She alleged that the BJP is trying to change Bengal's history. CPIM and Congress candidates are also participating in public meetings and door-to-door campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the party workers of Tamil Nadu under Mera Booth Sabse Majboot Samvad through Namo app. During the interaction, Mr. Modi said that a new atmosphere is emerging among the people of Tamil Nadu and they are looking at the BJP and the NDA with hope for a change in the state.
बीजेपी एनडीए को लोग बदलाव की उम्मीद के साथ देख रहे हैं ये आपकी मेहनत ही है क्या तमिलनाडु में जनता के बीच एक नया माहौल बन रहा है किसानों का भला होना ये हमारी सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है एक वो समय था जब डीएमके के केंद्र सरकार में रहने के बाद भी तमिलनाडु के लिए कोई नया प्रोजेक्ट नहीं आता था और एक आज का समय है एनडीए सरकार रेलवे हाईवे पोर्ट एयरपोर्ट के बड़े प्रोजेक्ट ला रही है तेजी से काम कर रही है
The Supreme Court today declined to entertain a plea challenging the deletion of names from the voters list during the special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal, terming it premature. A bench headed by Justice Surya Kant and Justice Joymal Malia Bakchi directed the petitioners to approach the designated appellate tribunals set up to hear such grievances. The southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September is expected to be below normal this year. Briefing me in New Delhi today, Director General of the India Meteorological Department, Mrityunjay Mohapatra, said the seasonal rainfall over the country is likely to be 92% of a long period average with a model error of plus minus 5%. Mr. Mohapatra said the Monsoon Mission Climate Forecast System has predicted the development of El Nino conditions during the southwest monsoon season. And that is the end of this news bulletin.